The Sundarbans in the Bay of Bengal is the world's largest stretch of mangroves. A UN-designated international heritage site, it's a unique habitat for more than 450 wildlife species, including the Royal Bengal tiger, the Gariel crocodile, and Ganges River dolphin. More than 500,000 people depend on the forests and its waterways for their livelihoods. But since the government banned people from entering the area, traditional fisher Muhammad Alam and many others are facing hardship, and some are defying the order.
The Coast Guard beat us up yesterday in front of our children just for fishing. We've come back anyway, and look at the small catch from today. They've even ripped our costly fishing nets. What else can we do? We have families to feed.
Although the government promised compensation for those affected, people here say no one has received any.
If they don't let us fish, then how are we going to live? We haven't received anything from the government, no help of any kind at all.
The ban has jeopardized local businesses that depend on tourists visiting the area. This trail set up by the Forest Department for the tourists inside the Sundarban Forest is now totally empty. In a normal day, hundreds of tourists would be visiting this area. Now it is totally open to the wild. Tour board operator Munirizaman Litton is finding it hard to make ends meet.
I can't explain how much the ban is affecting our business. There are more than 350 local tour operators who rely on Sundarbans tourism. We don't have any other source of income.
Forest officer Azad Kabir says the ban is necessary.
The Sundarbans is Bangladesh's most biodiverse area. We had to impose this ban on tourism, fishing, and other activities to promote seasonal wildlife breeding. We've only left a channel open for ships and other maritime vessels to pass through.
Many have welcomed the conservation effort, but green groups and activists say the government's environmental committee has given the go-ahead to 320 industrial projects, including a coal-fired power station, and they are next to the mangrove and a threat to its very existence. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Sundarbans.